FM 90.3 WGTL. That's an old one. Rebecca St. James with the tune God. Zach Williams, Sunday's coming. Toby Mac, Help Is On The Way. Annie and Fred with you. Happy Thursday at 7:03.
Hey, good morning and happy Thursday indeed. The Healer Tour tonight with Casting Crowns, special guests, where we are messengers and Ben Fuller. All of that coming to the Santander Arena in Reading tonight. Tickets are going to be available at the door. You can visit JunctionCenterProductions.com for concert information and go on out if you have nothing going on tonight. That'll be fun.
Yeah, our very special guest today from Lititz Area Mennonite School, it's Nicole Yutzi. Good morning to you,
morning.
Nicole.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
So wonderful to have you here. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. If anybody's awake, hi, family. Hi, friends.
Everybody's awake. They're up listening to you.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah.
Tell us all about Lititz Area Mennonite School.
Well, Lititz Area Mennonite School is a little school situated not far from here. Fantastic program. They have great sports programs, and they've started a high school a few years ago, and one of the main focuses of the high school is an arts program, and that includes theater, and that's my job is the theater department director. And yeah, we have a lot of fun putting on shows, tours, musicals, all sorts of things.
And you did many shows here, Born to Be Different.
Yes.
Here at the Junction Center. And so how long have you been at LAMS now?
This is my fifth year.
Your fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
That flew by.
Yeah.
I guess COVID was in there, so
yeah.
I think I still have trouble knowing how many years ago that was.
It feels like just yesterday.
Yeah. It was, you know, it felt like it lasted 2 weeks. It felt like it lasted 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us what you're doing with theater there at LAMS.
Yeah. So in high school, we do have a pretty large theater focus, and we do 2 to 3 different shows a year, depending on what's going on. Fall, we often do like a tour focus where we do a much simpler like show with costume sets, and we pick up and we go. We do different churches in the area.
Neat.
We've done things in Delaware, North Carolina, Virginia.
That's cool.
And we just
That's
take
neat.
The students and we go and do do shows. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tyler, who works here.
Yes.
Works with you.
He's the production manager there. Yeah. Absolutely essential to what we get done there.
Fantastic guy.
Fantastic. Yeah. So gifted, and definitely has an anointing on him in administration. We are so blessed to have him.
And you've written this year's show, and I love just even the look of it and the sound of it. The Bradshaws. Tell us all about it.
Well, it is a Renaissance comedy. It's about this very old family, very rich, aloof, and pompous, and just have everything that they could possibly want handed to them. And so they look down on everyone around them. But with having lots of money and having lots of status, you then have this level of I must achieve and be this. So we explore a little bit about what that means to be who you are created to be, even with titles and managing all the hats people wear.
Interesting.
And
yeah.
You might wear even in your daily life, however that looks. Maybe it's not, you know, huge ball gowns and and pointy hats and puffy pants and stuff, but it's very, very applicable to day-to-day life. Yeah.
Fun. The Bradshaw is happening here at the Junction Center.
Yes, next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Two shows a day.
We're going to talk more about it. We'll find out all about the show, but tickets are available at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Correct.
And
yes.
But
before, walk-ins are also welcome.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Of course.
Bring the fam.
But is it true that this is based on one of your characters from one of the shows you did here before?
Yeah, so we did, which is still, I guess it's only been a year, but been my favorite show that I've worked with. And it was this very small character. Just basically, I wrote the character to be able to sing one song in the show, which was so funny. And the character, the kid that plays him, Mason Martin, absolutely ridiculously talented, stole the show. Like every scene he was in, just like he was, anyway, he was Lord Bradshaw. And my friend comes up to me, and she says, Nicole, you should do a show just about him because he's just so great and just you can't not watch him. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. And I'd already had this show for next year picked and had this all like being planned. And I was like, but this is a great idea. And I'm like, he's still coming back. He was only a freshman at the time.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, a 15-year-old.
Well, you have a couple years with him.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
And he had a part written for him.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right, let's see what we can do. And I talked to the kids and they were like, this is fantastic. Like Bradshaw was hilarious.
Love it.
Yeah. So here we go. We have a whole show based around this guy and his incredibly hilarious family who's just as ridiculous as he is. And yeah. Such a funny show.
Lititz Area Mennonite School's Theater presenting the Bradshaws here at the Junction Center May 6th at 7th. Tickets at JunctionCenterProductions.com. We'll talk more with Nicole coming up. Music too. Brandon Heath, Baylor Wilson on the way.